I was listening in on a conversation of some parents who were talking about a class that is taking place at St. Louis School. The class is entitled 21st Century Problems, and it asks the children to identify, to examine, and to offer solutions to fix the problems that face us here in the 21st century. I think that this class is truly a forward-thinking endeavor, but it led me to ponder two questions. Why is a class like this so unique? And why is this class in a Catholic school? To the first question, I think that the uniqueness of the class is the problem of the 21st century. It's a problem because we don't normally think about the problems that we face in the world around us. And if we do, if we think about these issues, they're done in the abstract. They're done distant from us. There are issues that need to be advocated for, voted on, and money allocated to. The foundational principle of this class in the school is that the children find problems and offer solutions here and now, not in the abstract, but what can they do about it? As to the second question, why is this class found in a Catholic school? The answer to that is found in today's readings. The letter of St. James points out the common reality of a fallen world. In his letter, St. James is addressing a community beginning to be marked by pride, since it included partiality to the affluent and to distinguished persons. The consequence was an indifference to the poor. And St. James reminds the community, as he reminds us today, that to speak of God is to speak of society. The love of neighbor, which is primarily a commitment to justice, is the touchstone for faith and love of God. And this is precisely why this class must be in a Catholic school. As we heard in the prophecy of Isaiah in today's first reading, the presence of God is marked when the blind see, the mute speak, and the deaf hear. The sign of the presence of God in our lives is marked when we finally see the vulnerable, we hear the cries of those in need, and we speak for those who have no voice. You see, many of the sins that we commit are not so much the sins of commission, the things that we have done wrong, but rather they are the sins of omission, the things that we have failed to do. And it isn't like that we wake up each morning and say, I'm intentionally not going to see the problems that are around me. We probably don't make that choice, but we make smaller choices. We make the choice to entertain the sin of pride, which allows us to be consumed with our own issues and concerns. It's this that makes us blind, deaf, and mute. Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs? And he will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. A moment of conversion takes place when we lay down our own pride and take a look around us. It's this decisive moment that we move from a conversation that has me at the center. What gossip can I obtain? How am I entertained? When am I getting out of this conversation? And we transform it in that decisive moment to what's going on with the other person? What are they saying or what are they not saying? Where are they asking for help? It moves from seeing this congregation as a group of individuals who are all here to take my perfect parking spot, to seeing it as a community of people, some of whom are new, some of whom we have never met. Time and again, all around the world, at each baptism, at your baptism, the minister says these words, The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak, May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith, to the praise and glory of God the Father. The problems of society, even in fact the problems of the church today, will never be completely solved by new policies or even a change of leadership. They will be solved when we live out our baptismal grace, to see the problems around us, to hear the cries of the poor, and to speak for those who have no voice. If we maintain our indifference, then the presence of God is not with us. But if we do this, if we see and hear and speak, then they may look upon us and say, as they said of Christ, they have done these things well.